Did you know that 71% of the people that watch Matthew Kelly's videos are not subscribers? That makes no sense. We need to change that. Subscribe today. Hit that subscribe button, smash that like button, and turn on those notifications so you never miss out on another great video ever again.
I first met Ignatius of Loyola during my third visit to the United States. I'd been invited to speak at Georgetown University, and I'd heard the name Ignatius of Loyola, you know, at different points throughout my life. But it's one of the things I talk about in the book, the idea that the saints can be there in our lives, and then they move into our lives, teach us powerful lessons, and very often move out of our lives. And other saints come with other lessons and other experiences. And so I encountered Ignatius of Loyola very powerfully during this trip to the United States, and began to read his work and read about his life, and was fascinated with a connection between something that was happening in society, something that was happening in the business world, and the life and the work of Ignatius of Loyola. At the time, there was a lot of talk about EQ, a lot of talk about emotional intelligence. And it was a funny thing, because people would give a lecture on emotional intelligence, and then somebody would ask, okay, so what's an example of emotional intelligence? And they'd be like, well, you know, emotional intelligence. No, but like, what's an example? Like, how does it actually, like, how would you see it, or how would you do it, or how would you grow in it? And it seemed to be this great mystery around emotional intelligence. And then I'm reading the life and the work of Ignatius of Loyola, and I realize, whoa, hold on a minute. This guy is the father of emotional intelligence. This is the guy. He's the person who said, you know, when you go to prayer, do you experience consolation or desolation? He's the guy who said, okay, when you encounter people, how does the Spirit move you? You know, does the Spirit give you good feelings or bad feelings? Or when you have certain experiences, or when you, whatever happens in your life, how is the Spirit moving within you? What's happening within you? Because God is speaking to you in many, many different ways. And what Ignatius says was one of the ways he speaks to us is through our moods, through our feelings, through all these sort of emotional experiences. And it was really a very, very powerful experience for me. It had a very profound experience on me, on my life, on my writing, on my speaking, just in so many different ways. And of course, in my prayer, because we go to prayer and we have different experiences every day, and we don't necessarily know how to process those different experiences. Some days you go and you do your prayer and you fall asleep, right? How do you feel about falling asleep in your prayer? You feel like, oh, I'm a bad person because I fell asleep during my prayer, and the disciples fell asleep in Gethsemane during their prayer, and that was horrible, and this is horrible, and this is bad, and that is bad. And are you down that rabbit hole? Or when you fall asleep in your prayer, are you thinking, wow, what's God saying to me? I just fell asleep in my prayer. What's God saying to me? Maybe God's saying to me, hey, I'm praying at the wrong time of day. Maybe God's saying to me, I'm giving him the scraps of my day. Or if this is happening early in the day, maybe God's saying to me, hey, you're not getting enough rest, or you're not getting enough sleep, or you're tired, or you're too busy, or whatever. But I think what Ignatius of Loyola taught us to do was to explore these things and to say, okay, what is God saying to me? You know, you go out, you do something, and something happens, and you get really, really angry. Like disproportionately angry, you know, like someone cuts you off on the road and you get disproportionately angry. It's really got nothing to do with getting cut off on the road, right? It's got to do with something that's happening within you. And what is God saying to you through that anger? What is God trying to say to you? Where is the Spirit trying to lead you. People always ask me, you know, what do you look for when you're hiring people? Always look for three things: committed, coachable, aware. It's the third one we're really talking about here, awareness. You know, are we aware when people are listening to us or when they've stopped listening to us? Are we aware when someone has a question and we're speaking? Are we aware when the person at the other end of the table's water glass is empty? Are we aware of, hey, I don't feel so great today, or I feel great today? Are we aware of the people who we work with all the time or the people who we live with? Can we tell when they're a little bit off? Can we say, hey, you don't seem like yourself today. Is everything okay? Are we aware of that? Because God wants to give us astounding awareness. Okay, you see these sci-fi movies where these people usually take some kind of drug or get some sort of change to their brain or whatever, and then all of a sudden they have this astounding awareness. God wants to give us astounding awareness. He wants to do it through our spirituality. And everything about our spirituality is designed to increase our awareness, to make us more aware of what's happening within us and what's happening around us and what's happening within other people. It's an astounding gift. Emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence, this incredible spiritual awareness, it's an incredible gift. It comes from spending time with God in the classroom of silence. So let's stay committed to that, to making that time where we sit with God, where we be with God, and when we allow God to tune us in to His station so that we can be aware of how He's leading us, guiding us, challenging us, encouraging us every single day of our lives.